Back home, more than 2,000 cases of flu were recorded in the last week, despite the HSE saying that levels may have peaked. While the latest figures from the INMO trolley watch show that there were 670 admitted patients waiting for beds this morning. Dr. Colm Henry, who's the HSE's chief clinical officer, said the health service is still under pressure from flu and other respiratory illnesses.
This morning we've seen over 632 cases exactly of people with respiratory illness in the hospital. That's putting sustained pressure in our hospital system. Despite the hard work of our healthcare workers right across the healthcare system, general practitioners putting up extra clinics, local injury units, emergency departments of course, we will be seeing some hospitals under considerable pressure in the days to come, with further mixing, further opportunities for transmission of the flu. And what I would advise anybody going to emergency departments is, if it's the case that your triage doesn't show that you're seriously ill and warrant immediate attention, you may face some delays before you get medical attention.
Well, to talk to us about the situation around the country, let's bring in our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, this is always a tough week for the health service, the week after Christmas. So what has the impact of this particular strain of flu been on the health system?
Well, it's likely that a flu activity peaked before Christmas, but the figures do remain high there, with 2,049 cases recorded in the week to last Saturday. The peak we saw in a week before Christmas was 3,547 confirmed cases. So we haven't, you know, gone back to that level. But in the last week, 512 hospital admissions due to flu, 196 due to the respiratory syncytial virus, and 66 due to COVID-19. And so, as we heard from Dr. Henry there, there's 632 patients in hospital today with flu or other respiratory illnesses, and considerably more are presenting to GPs and out of our services. So the impact on the system is quite significant.
Overcrowding is an issue in many hospitals today. In particular, looking at the figures, it's an issue in hospitals in the West.
Yes, well, we can see from figures from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, there's 670 patients in the hospital today awaiting for a hospital bed. And the hospital worst affected is University Hospital Galway, with 81 patients waiting. There's 78 waiting at University Hospital Limerick and 73 at Cork University Hospital. The HSE puts the figure lower at 428. In any event, for perspective, the highest number we ever saw on trolleys was, you know, significantly higher. On a single day in January 2023, there were 930 patients on trolleys. So we're not at that level.
Fergal, thanks indeed. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.